Blog Talk Radio.
I hit
welcome to 2022, our sixth season of radio and our fourth season on the Flicks and Sticks Radio Network. I am so excited to finally be back on air. I know Christina is as well. We are both here tonight. We've got a lot to talk about. There has been so much that has gone on in the off season. It seems like it was just yesterday, but it's been over for a few months. We've had about a month off ourselves, but we're back. We're back for our sixth season, and I'm ready to get 2022 kicked off in a big way. So let's get the party started, and let's do it. Let's go.
On the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fast Lane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tonich.
That's right. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. I'm your host, Pete. Thank God it's Friday.
I've got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be broke again. It's finally Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll. I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on a radio and rocking on gold. We'll dance up a storm and later on tonight we'll be working on doing all the wrong things right. It's finally Friday.
That's right. It's finally Friday. And that means an all new, brand new season, brand new show, Fast Lane Sports Show, presented by Hardcore Fish and Game. And we are back. I am so excited. I have already gotten way off script, way off topic. It's a brand new year. I'm excited. We've had about a month or so off. We took basically for the holidays, we took off. But Christina is back with me tonight. We are live on Twitter. I'm doing the whole Spaces thing. So I'm trying that out. So if you're on Twitter and you're listening to us, big shout out to you guys. I see we've got Dave Andrews is watching, listening to us on Twitter. Also, you can find links on Twitter and Facebook for the show live right here on the Flicks and Sticks Radio Network. So It's going to be a great season. We've got a lot to talk about for the next couple weeks, the rest of this month, until NASCAR starts. We have got a lot to talk about. We are not going to get to all of the things that have happened in this off season tonight. We've got some things I want to talk about and announce for this year, and then we will definitely be talking dirt racing probably for the rest of the show. You can't have the Fastlane Sports Show on the weekend and not do a little talking dirty with my favorite co-host from way down south in sunny Florida, sunny South Florida. Down there, I am joined now by my co-host, who has been here since the beginning of this show. She's been around for a lot longer than that, though. She started the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network probably 12 years, 15 years ago now. It's been a long time. My good best buddy and co-host, Miss Christina. Welcome to the show, Christina. Welcome to our sixth season, our fourth here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. How you doing?
I'm doing good. South Florida is sunny. And for those folks that are new to the show, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so don't let where I live fool you. I've been around the dirt world forever. But no, it's great to be back, and you make me sound so old.
Whoa.
I've been joyous for a little bit, but that's all right.
We are back. It's 2022. I know I missed the whole doing the show thing. It was a good time off, you know, spent holidays with the family and got to enjoy the holidays. But I missed being on air, and I'm glad we're back.
Mhm. It was a nice break from everything, but yeah, I went to Disney. I mean, some people celebrated the holidays. I went to Disney, you know.
Uh huh. Yeah, I saw that.
You know, apples to oranges. But that's what happens when you live so close now. That's the difference. It now only takes me 4 hours to get there, and I don't have to get on a plane and deal with all the craziness and, you know, all that. But no, it's good to be back. It'll be a whole new year of the penalty box. And if I find out that certain people aren't listening, like Craig, Jeremy, and all those fools, they might find themselves in the penalty box.
Oh boy, you hear that? You guys better pay attention and listen up. So for our fans on Twitter, I know it's going to be weird tonight listening to the show because you're only going to hear me. Give us a few weeks. We'll get all the bugs ironed out. We'll get this thing figured out. If you want to hear me and Christina, you can tune into the show. Links are on Twitter.
I mean, unless it lets me do it with the microphone, but I don't know how.
I mean, I guess you could try. There you are.
I don't
okay.
think so. Yeah,
no.
Yeah, but all I hear is you. Ooh, that's a double, like it's echoing. So I'm going to have to figure it out.
Okay.
I may have to like use two different phones or something, but I'll make it work next week.
Yeah,
I'll figure it out.
We'll get Christina on both of these with me as well. So, for those of you on Twitter joining in, it's going to sound weird. Bear with us. We will get it figured out. But we are both here on the Fastlane Sports Show. Christina, we've got a lot to talk about. The dirt racing world has seen a lot of changes. There's a lot of updates. There's a lot of things to go over, and we will get to all of that in talking
dirt. And by the way,
yeah,
we started Volusia way before NASCAR starts, just as an FYI.
We do. We do.
Dirt will be back before NASCAR.
Way before NASCAR. But we have a lot to get caught up on before all of that happens, and we will get to it. But first, I want to take the first little bit of the show here to Christina. You obviously already know a lot that goes on with the show. We've got we've got Hardcore Fishing Game. They are back with us for the 2022 year for our sixth season. I love saying that. It's our sixth season. I can't believe that it's been 6 years now already since we got this little podcast started, and to see where we've grown to in just a short time. But Hardcore Fishing Game, they will be back. They are back again this year with us. 357 Woodworks. They are our studio sponsor. They also are back for this year. So we've got two big sponsors that have come back to join us for this year so far, and that's awesome. Christina, you know, we both bust our butts to for this show to get the show going. You know, we had some help from Tom. Tom got us all rolling with the whole podcast thing over there on the Ohio Podcast Network 6 years ago. He came to me and he was like, hey, you know, I've got this podcast, talk about Ohio destinations for people traveling to or in around Ohio. He goes, I want to kind of branch out to sports. He asked me to do a sports thing. I said, you know, I started coming up with some ideas. I got a hold of Christina. She was on board. And here we started Fastlane Sports Show. And then, of course, we kind of transitioned from the recording podcast to doing live shows. Christina was like, let's go live again. I'm like, okay, don't twist my arm, right? I mean, we had the network already, so it was a no-brainer to go live. And I love it. This is our fourth year now. This will be our fourth year going live on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. And it's been an up and down ride, right, Christina? It hasn't been all sunshine and rainbows, but it's had some ups and downs. But here we are. We're going strong.
Yeah, I think in every show, every network, it's all got issues and bugs. And I mean, if it didn't, you'd be lying. Just saying. Someone wouldn't be telling anybody the truth. You'd be lying. So, no, I mean, man, this whole thing started, I don't know, I was in college, and I mean, I don't even know, the weirdest things happened, and, you know, what Bloom is just talking about, racing and hockey for, you know, an hour every Monday turned into what it is today. I mean, can't complain.
It's been fun. From way back in the day with Slicks and Sticks and, you know, branching up to this. And then to see the sponsors come and go, we've had some come, we've had some go. We've had some big sponsors come and go. But for this season, we have Hardcore Fishing Game coming back. In case you don't know who they are or what they are, they are you can get customized clothes from them. You go to their website, hardcorefishinggame.com, and you can, whether you got like a sports team or you're doing a, you know, one of them Iron Man challenges or something, you want to outfit all of your teammates in the same clothing, you can do something like that. You can get camo, hunting clothes, fishing clothes. They got all kinds of gear. Hats, all kinds of stuff on their website.
Yeah. I'm super jealous of Chuck, though, right now. He's out there deep sea fishing, you know, enjoying the beautiful blue, you know, waters of deep sea fishing with all the Hardcore Fishing Game folks. So, you know, Chuck's a great guy. He's very skilled. I mean, he's a jack of all trades. You guys thought I was. I think Chuck has me beat. You know, ran a pit school, worked on pit guns, pit crew for 20 some years. You know, broke his back because Kevin Harvick hit him. on Pitt Road. I mean, yeah. And now he's living the dream, man. That's
yes.
the goal for him.
Yes, he is. They've moved all of their operations to Florida. In fact, last summer, the family and I, we went on a vacation to Panama City Beach. And who was there at the same time? None other than Mr. Chuck Ephal. We got to meet him and talk to him in person. It was awesome to, you know, whenever you get to meet a sponsor, because you don't always know, they're not always people you know. It could be random businesses or whatever. But to get to meet him in person was awesome. He's an awesome guy, great guy. Like you said, Christina, he's been in NASCAR for a lot of years. He knows how that works. He went out and he started his own company, and now he's a NASCAR sponsor. So he has kind of come full circle, and he sponsors our little show too. So thank you to Chuck and the entire gang over at Hardcore Fishing Game. Be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com, shop all of their great top shelf type customizable outdoor apparel. Like I said, from shorts to jackets to sweatshirts to hats, so much more, whether it's hunting in the wintertime and you need something to stay warm with, or fishing in the summertime out on them lakes. You can get sunburnt real quick and real easy. They've got all of that type of gear and clothing so that you are constantly protected. So be sure to go to hardcorefishinggame.com today. Thank you to those guys. Also, like I mentioned, 357 Woodworks, they are back with us again this year, Christina. So once again, we have our studio sponsor back. I talked to Scott last week, and he was excited to come back for 2022. And he was saying, what are we doing for this year? What big things are we doing? And I said, I'm not sure yet. I've got some things in mind. I'm going to be working on some designs with Scott for some maybe a big giveaway. Also, maybe doing some plaques with Scott. He's going to make me some plaques for some of the fantasy leagues that we're going to have this year as well. So, Christina, we've got Scott and 357 Woodworks coming back with us. That's always big for the studio sponsorship, because sometimes we've got to take the studio mobile when we go to racetracks, and, you know, we got to have that sponsor. So thank you to 357 for joining us again as well.
Yeah, I'm looking for a South Florida studio sponsor. That's an only Ohio-based studio, okay? we got to be very specific.
Yeah, we got to talk to Starbucks or something about sponsoring you down there and get you hooked up. So not only is those two sponsors back, we've got some other ones coming back, Christine. We've got several sponsors. Also coming back is Racer Chase and Apparel. She sponsors our Talking Dirty segment that we do on the weekend. So we've got Racer Chase and Apparel coming back to keep Talking Dirty going. You can't have the Fast Lane Sports Show without doing a little dirty talk, right, Christina? We got to have that. So welcome back to 2022 Racer Chase and Apparel.
I love it. I can't wait to get apparel, dirty apparel.
Oh, you guys got to check out racerchaseandapparel.com. They also, Christina, everybody's moving to Florida. Amanda moved to Florida as well.
I think I've told you, like, I don't know, about 800 million times.
Yeah, I
you
hear
just
it.
Don't listen.
Almost on
you
a daily
listen.
Basis. But Amanda down there in Florida, I think she's around. I know she was around the Panama City Beach area last year, around Pensacola. But I think she's moved. I think she was just staying there for a little bit. I'll have to check with her. I know she's around the Panhandle
area. She's probably
area.
In the Panhandle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's somewhere in that area. But they've got stuff set back up down there. So they're going to get printing sometime in the next couple months. So you want to check Racer Chasing Apparel out on Twitter, on Instagram. On Twitter, it's at Racer Chasing APP. Same on Facebook. Instagram is Racer_Chasing_Apparel. Also go to their website, racerchasingapparel.com. Check them out. She's got a few different styles now, but they got everything set up. Like I said, they just moved down there. I think it was back around June, July, somewhere in that time frame. They've got everything set up finally, so they are going to be printing more clothes, more designs. So check them out on Racer Chasing Apparel. Thank you, Amanda, for coming back on board with us in 2022 to keep Talking Dirty going, because we can't go the entire weekend without talking some dirt. And so without Racer Chasing Apparel, you wouldn't have the dirtiest show on the internet every weekend. So thank you for them. Also, Christina, we're going to shout out one more major sponsor. Been here since the very beginning of the Fastlane Sports Show. They were the first sponsor the show ever had. Thanks to them, you and all the guests that listen to the show can call in and talk to us. And that would be, Christina, drumroll. Barbasol has come back for the 2022 Woo-hoo! Year. Yes. Season 6 of the Fastlane Sports Show. Our phone lines will be once again sponsored by Barbasol. Thank you to them for believing in us since the very beginning. They sent me a little care package of some more shaving cream, some new shirts, some new hats, some more pins and cards. We've got a lot of Barbasol merchandise to give out this year, Christina, and we're going to be doing a lot of giveaways. We got one going on right now. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But since I've been rambling for a half hour now, let's take a quick commercial break, let one of these sponsors of ours get their commercial on the air, and then when we come back, we will get the dirtiest show on the internet kicked off for the 6th season this year. It'll be the first Talking Dirty episode of the year. But keep it tuned right here. We will be right back after this quick commercial break.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moment. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
All right, we are back here on the show. All right, let's see what we got here. I'm trying to set something up. All right, we're back. Okay, we're live. We're doing this. It's the first show of the year. Can't you tell? So we are back. Thank you for listening, tuning in to the Fastlane Sports Show. I'm your host, Pete, obviously. We're presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Check out hardcorefishinggame.com. I am all over the place tonight. I don't think I was ready for tonight. Christina, are you ready to do a little Talking Dirty?
I'm ready. I got everything pulled up. I'm ready to go. I'm going to tell you the first weekend of Volusia Racing, too. So get ready. It's going to be a wild time.
Oh, boy. Oh boy. Let's start off. Let's get it kicked off with the World of Outlaws. I think we're probably just going to talk about the World of Outlaws tonight, because there has been,
which is Evolution.
What's that?
Which will be Evolution?
Oh yeah. Okay. Well.
Like this month.
Yeah, I did. I seen that. There's going to be a lot of racing down in Florida this year. We've also got.
That's because I'm here.
That's right. You know it. We've also got the Chili Bowl coming up. Is it that start next week or something?
Ooh, we got that. Yeah, we had the Tulsa Shootout.
We got a lot going on.
Shootout was great. The Chili Bowl Nationals. Let's see. Go ahead. Let's start with the World of Outlaws, though.
Okay. Well, we're going to start off with the first big storyline from the World of Outlaws that happened, and I'm sure y'all know where I'm going with this. But Casey Kane, the rookie, he's going to be a rookie this year. Can you believe that? The kid finally made it to the World of Outlaws. He finally made it big. it took him forever, it seems like. I don't know. He's been busting his butt. But Casey Kane will finally join the World of Outlaws full-time. I can't even believe that is the headline. Like, Casey Kane joins World of Outlaws full-time in 2022. It's just funny because we have Casey Kane Racing that he obviously owns, and the two drivers that he's had for the last several years, obviously Brad Sweet, who's been winning championship after championship, and James McFadden, which we'll talk about him, but James McFadden is out of that 49 or that number 9 car. So Casey Kane said, "Hey, I'll jump in it and drive it. I mean, it's his car, right?" So Casey Kane will officially be up for Rookie of the Year in the World of Outlaws, Christina.
And it's just so crazy considering he's raced a lot of things in his life, and he's managed to, in the time he did NASCAR and everything as well, he did dirt still on the side, and he had 140 World of Outlaw features at that point. But, when James McFadden couldn't come into the country because, they do whatever they do, which we all know why. But he subbed then, and I think when he then piloted, the Roth Motorsports 83 for a while as well, he kind of was like, had the need for it again. He's a sprint car junkie. That's what he's done his entire life in Washington and everything else. And I just can't believe he's a rookie. You would have assumed he would have had a rookie year already. But he's never actually ran a full-time schedule till this year. So this is cool. I'm excited. I can't wait to see. I hope he can win a lot. Who knows? Maybe Brad Sweet will have some competition.
it's going to be crazy, I think. It's going to be crazy to see those two race against each other going for wins. We know that Casey Kane can win in a sprint car. So it's going to be... It's going to be crazy seeing those two battle each other. Casey owns both cars, and the car owner is going to be racing the car driver this year in World of Outlaws. So that is definitely going to be fun. It's going to be exciting for the fans also, because you figure probably a lot of races that Casey couldn't make it to or couldn't go to, as a team owner, he isn't obligated to be at every single World of Outlaw event. He might have had something to do with his family or something for a weekend, so he didn't go. But now, racing full-time, a lot of Casey Kane fans are going to have a chance to see him, maybe up close and personal in the pits, that maybe they've never gotten to meet him before. This is going to be huge. I mean, he had a huge following in NASCAR anyway, so he's got a lot of fans. And I'm sure there's fans at certain tracks that maybe he's never been to that are going to get to see him now.
I just want to point out to all the ladies listening, he has a girlfriend. Please keep your composure when you're at the track, okay?
He does. He does.
Let's be honest. We all know what the majority of Casey Kane fans were in NASCAR. I'm one of them. But mind you, he's got a lady. So ladies, be ladies, okay?
Just
a PSA advisory.
It was pretty awesome in 2020 when the World of Outlaws came through and raced at Wayne County Speedway. The first time they were there, it got rained out, and I was like, damn it, this was my chance to see a World of Outlaw race. I had never seen a World of Outlaw sprint car race. I was there, and it rained. It got rained out, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. They're never going to reschedule this. They're never going to come back to this little podunk Wayne County Speedway. This is the World of Outlaws we're talking about. They're never going to be able to reschedule this. Well, I was wrong. They did. They rescheduled it. They came back, and I was like, I'm there. I went, and guess who was there? Guess who I got to meet at Wayne County Speedway with the World of Outlaws?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This man
right
here. Casey Kane. He was there working on the cars, and I got to say hi to him and take my picture with him. I was definitely fangirling.
Did I ever tell you? Yeah, you did, but that's okay. Did I ever tell you? Did I ever tell you the radio show in general the story of how I met Casey Kane?
No, I bet it's a good one though.
It was at Williams Grove Speedway.
Oh.
Many moons ago, this is when he did a charity race. For the folks that would go to Williams Grove, they know that they always did the Casey Kane Showdown. Mind you, this is where I met Kyle Busch, too, for the first time, because Kyle Busch ran a late model that one weekend. But, no, I was actually, believe it or not, in the pits. I had a friend at the time that was doing some pit crewing for you might have heard of him before, Dave Blaney. And he did some pit crewing for Dave Blaney when Dave ran a sprint car. And Dave was there racing that race. That's when he had Caterpillar still on the sprint car. That's how long ago it was. I'm really showing my age. And Casey and them were actually two pit stalls down from where we were at, and actually came up to talk to Dave, and then they introduced all of us to him. And I think at the time Casey might have been only in his fourth year with NASCAR at the time. So, it was a pretty cool situation to do that and say I was in, the pits with the legend Dave Blaney. And Ryan Blaney was only knee-high to a grasshopper at that point in time, too. So, mind you, he would not remember me today. But I have pictures of him, little tyke.
Uh-huh. It's we talk about it a lot on this show because we are definitely getting back to what this show started out and intended to be as a podcast. We got to meet and talk to a lot of racetracks, promoters, drivers, and whatnot in the very beginning. And then we kind of phased into the live part of the show where we were doing just weekly updates and talking about the World of Outlaws and the All-Stars and everything. And we didn't really have many special guests on the show the last year or two, but I'd like to get back into more of that, Christina. We'll talk about that next week or in the next coming week. But the one thing we talk about all the time about these small town short tracks, Christina, is what is awesome about them is the fan interaction, like what you just talked about, like me getting to see Casey Kane in the pits at Wayne County Speedway. I've seen Rico Abreu there at Wayne County Speedway. But you go to Lernerville, or you go to Atomic, or you go to Attica, or you go to Wayne County Speedway, you go to Jennerstown, or you go to Midvale Speedway, and the coolest thing as a fan when you go to those tracks that you can't financially sometimes get when you go to a NASCAR race is you can buy a pit pass. Sometimes it's only 20, maybe 30 bucks. You can get a pit pass. That gets you into the track, and you can go back there, and you can get right up, look at the cars. You can watch the guys working on the cars. You can be in the pits around all of that. And these guys, Casey Kane, Tony Stewart, Brad Sweet, David Gravel, Sheldon Haldenshield, you know, Sunshine, they might be, you know, on this big national touring stage, but they're not too big to interact with the fans, and they love it. You can just see it. I know you know it, Christina. You've been around small town short track racing your whole life. You grew up around it. When you see a little kid run up to, or even a teenager run up to Casey Kane or David Gravel and ask for their autograph or ask to take a picture, you can see these guys genuinely light up on the inside, like, hey, I've got, this is my fan. Like, they see this on almost a daily basis, the way they drive the World of Outlaws schedule is. But, you know, they get that interaction. It's cool for the fans, but you can see it in the driver's eyes and their face, too. They love it.
I mean, that's what makes the sport one of the best, if not the best, in the world. I mean, it's just naturally what it does, and you never know, that little boy or little girl that got their, you know, T-shirt signed at the end of the night by one of their favorite drivers, that may turn into them wanting to be in a race car themselves and, you know, going and getting that go-kart next weekend and, you know, mom, dad putting that thing in the back of a truck and starting a big old tour of their own. I mean, that's what it's about, and that's why. I mean, like you said, I grew up with this. It's in my family. And if I could do it, if I could be whatever and just go and do the tour or do whatever, I would. But I can't. And that takes a lot of money that I don't have.
Yeah.
It's a lot more expensive now than when I watched my granddaddy do it a long time ago. Way, way more expensive now.
Right. Well, leading from Casey Kane taking over the number 9 Casey Kane racing vehicle in the NOS Energy Drink World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series, the reason he's doing that is because last year's rookie, James McFadden, has moved over to Roth Motorsports and will drive the number 83 that was vacated because of Aaron Retzel.
Cheating.
Yes.
Just saying. Cheating.
Yeah, we talked about it last year. Aaron Retzel got caught cheating, got banned from the World of Outlaw for what, like 7 races or 7 weeks or
somewhere in there,
3 months, something like that. Went back down, found a full-time ride in the All-Stars, and was down there for the rest of last year. So he came back and raced a few World of Outlaw races at the end. But because of that, all of those circumstances, James McFadden has moved over to the number 83 Roth Motorsports vehicle full-time.
It's interesting. It's an interesting mixture between both organizations, because if you think about it, Casey Kane ran for the same car towards the end of the year, the rest of the year, with the 83. And then,
right,
you know, it's an interesting mix of, I don't know if there, obviously there's mutual respect between those two organizations enough to do what they did last year. And I think that's what goes to show that, you know, it means a lot for both of these teams to be able to do what they did. And, you know, and Dennis Roth went on record, you know, thanking that entire organization for everything they did for them. So it's kind of like a partnership a little bit, just without being a partnership. It's, you know, it's without being a charter team, so to speak, you know?
Right. Yeah, and it was really sad because, I mean, Aaron Russell seemed like a good guy, like a good driver, good racer, and then all of that happened. But James McFadden didn't have a bad year last year. He had to miss the first six races of the season because of COVID and everything else, trying to get out of Australia and to America and all of that. So even missing the first six races of the season and only competing in 71 of those of the 77 races, he still finished seventh in the points, Christina. He had two wins and he had 51 top tens out of those 71 races. I mean, he had more wins than some of these guys that raced full time: Craig Kenzer, Brock Searfoss, Jacob Allen. You know, Jacob Allen was Shark Racing. But James McFadden had two wins on the year and finished seventh in points. So imagine if he would have been here for the first six races, he probably would have been competing up there around three or four with Carson Macedo and Donnie Schott. So we know the car is good. We know that the driver is good. I think James McFadden is going to have a very, very good season this year in that number 83 car for Roth Motorsports.
Oh, I agree 110%. I think that we could be looking at the complex being at the top, the 83, the 9, and the 49. I mean, and obviously we'll throw in some dust there with David Gravel, and I think you got, you know, a top four that will be, you know, a great force to be seen in the World of Outlaws this year. And yes, you didn't hear me say in the top four. Nowhere did I say the king himself, Donnie Schott, because I just think there's some spiraling and some issues there with motors and everything that they need to get worked out.
Yeah. Yes. So James McFadden going from Casey Kane Racing to Roth Motorsports. Also making a big news headline for the World of Outlaws is Mr. Rico Abreu. He is going to run a majority World of Outlaw schedule this year. He says that he has 60-plus races scheduled for the World of Outlaws. So big chance of seeing Rico Abreu at a World of Outlaw event near you sometime this year.
Yes, I mean, it all comes south first, so it's going to be interesting year. There's a lot of other cool things happening with our World of Outlaws. We get to see some young old Oklahoma teenager, Noah Gass, you know, making his full-time 2022 Outlaw debut. So why not? Teenagers, everyone else. I mean, hey, they get younger and better every year.
They do. Before we move from the sprint car side of World of Outlaws and get to the late model.
Sorry.
We had some awards handed out this year in the World of Outlaws at their annual awards ceremony, obviously. James McFadden, who we've talked about, he got a couple different awards. He got the Human Horsepower Award for everything he had to go through to get to the United States from Australia to compete. He also got the Hard Charger of the Year Award as he had eight Hard Charger awards throughout the season. What else? We had Brad Sweet's team win Engine Builder of the Year and Chassis Builder of the Year. We had David Gravel came home with the Slick Woody's Qualifier of the Year Award for 2021. That's important because David Gravel's team also won a few things. We had the Jason Johnson Sportsmanship Award That went to David Gravel's crew chief, Cody Jacobs, who also got Crew Chief of the Year award.
And then he had some other crazy stuff happen.
Yeah. Cody Jacobs. If that last name sounds familiar, it's because Cody Jacobs is the brother of Trey Jacobs, who we had on our show, one of our last shows of the year last year. He was the Attica Raceway Sprint Car 410 Sprint Car champion, track champion up there. Trey Jacobs is Cody Jacobs' brother. Cody Jacobs is the crew chief for David Gravel. So although David Gravel didn't come home with the World of Outlaw North Energy Drink Sprint Car Championship, that team won some big awards throughout the year, and that is huge for Cody Jacobs to get not only the Crew Chief of the Year award, but the Jason Johnson Sportsmanship Award. That's here on the website it says is one of the more personal awards available and voted on solely by the drivers, crews, and staff. These are people that are around each other all season long, and they all got together and they voted Cody Jacobs the Jason Johnson Sportsmanship Award, and he got the Crew Chief of the Year Award. So that's awesome for Cody. We congratulate him, and we are still praying for him as he recovers, because yes, around Thanksgiving time, he was in a very, very bad four-wheeler accident and had to have a surgery or two. I was finally able to come home, but he is doing fine. He is doing good. He is getting better, but we'll still continue to pray as he does get better, because the season is coming up. So he is going to be getting back on the road here very, very soon. Congrats to Cody, local guy, winning some big awards with the World of Outlaws.
Yeah, and if you follow David Gravel on social media, he made this announcement job application. If you or somebody you know wants to go on the road, yes, this is not a drill. This is real. This is happening. This is not a test. But if you know somebody or you want to be on the road, they're looking for somebody to man the t-shirts, hauler and everything this year. So they do have a spot open. If you're a good salesperson, you like people, you like to travel, you want to sell some t-shirts, hit up David Gravel. I'm not lying, folks. It's out there. Get on it. It's your it's your one shot.
I tried to get the wife to do it, and she said no. I said, oh, well, all right. So what else? We had James McFadden. He got Rookie of the Year last year. So congrats to him for getting that. So big awards from last year. So congrats to all of those guys, and congrats to Brad Sweet for winning the championship in the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Series. Now, Christina, we have...
Can we transfer to the right side now?
We have some big late model Palooza news. Go ahead. I know you want to talk
about... I love late models.
The late models.
Yeah, I do. I love late models. And you want to know what's really super fun about this? Guess when they'll be in town, Pete. Guess when they'll be in Volusia.
January 20th through the 22nd.
For the first round, yes. And then they'll be back Valentine's Day weekend. Who doesn't want to go see a dirt race on Valentine's Day? Just
saying. Jim, you better buy. Jim, are you listening? You better buy some tickets.
I love the late models. And who doesn't want to see Big Sexy win some more races?
Right?
Damn, he banked a lot of money. That's all I got to say. He banked a lot of money.
He won a lot of money last year, so he better be racing a lot of races this year. The late model Palooza kicks off the 2022 season with the World of Outlaw late models and the Dirt Car Pro late models. Six new full-time drivers will start and kick off their World of Outlaw title aspirations, Christina, at the Sunshine Nationals, which are January 20th through the 22nd at Volusia Speedway down there in Barberville, Florida.
Which is very north of me, by the way. Just as an FYI, very north of me, folks. They don't come this far south. I'm going to have to do a lot of traveling. It's further than Orlando, just so everybody knows.
The World of Outlaws will have each night they will have a 40-lap feature, and each night they will pay $10,000 to win. So we start the season off with $40,000. You could win $40,000 that weekend. Big-time money right there so far to start the late model season off with a bang.
Not only that, I don't know if you have this set to talk about, but I might just, like, blow it up and, you know. I always switch what you want to talk about up. I don't know. I don't see your notes beforehand, so... Guess who's coming back? Guess who's coming back on the tour?
Josh Richards.
Yes, finally. And you know who he's driving for? The best name in racing, Boom Briggs. Best name in racing. Literally, if you could give an award for best race car name, driver name, right there, wins it every year.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's going to be amazing. There's a $1 million bonus program. Just saying. There's so much money coming out.
So
much money.
He's a four-time World of Outlaw Late Model Series champion from West Virginia. Do you think that...
He wins. He'll win this year. He'll win.
Do you think Brandon Shepherd is scared?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think some
competition?
I can't. There's a lot of competition, yes. And Josh Richards coming back is great. But I need to see how this Boom Briggs car is going to run first. We got to get a week or so into this and see.
Yeah.
And then ask me that. Ask me that 2 weeks in after we get done with Volusia and we go somewhere other than Volusia. Just to see, because if we're paying attention last year, who did not do very good in Florida? The man that won the championship.
Correct.
So, we have to see. But it's going to be a great rookie year, too. There's a huge amount of rookies. They love the late models. I'm excited to see these late models.
My question is, I don't see it here in the article. Uh-oh. Is Boom Briggs... Is he racing as well, or is Josh Richards taking over that 99B?
I don't.
Because Boom Briggs drove every race last year. He entered every race. So did they expand to a two-car team?
Yep. Right here it is. Yep. Okay,
it says it
without saying it. So what Richards was quoted saying is Boom and Steve Briggs both have been phenomenal, and we've been able to find a little sponsor help, but it's all a work in progress. Folks, if you need to sponsor a late model, please hit these folks up. They need some help. We only have one crew guy, oh boy, and one truck and trailer to run two teams.
Oh, okay.
This is interesting.
So they're banking on maybe securing some sponsorship as the season goes. Maybe do a little hiring.
Hey, good place to do it is in Florida. So let's go, boys. Get it done.
So Josh Richards is back with the World of Outlaw Late Model Series, and Christina couldn't be more excited. To hear
not
that
ready.
News.
Late models all over the country. And if I say Big Sexy about 100 times in a weekend, don't be shocked. He's everywhere.
He is everywhere. It seems like it. Let's go ahead, Christina. Let's take another quick commercial break. I'm going to grab a drink. And when we come back, we will continue talking dirty. We will continue with the late models, and we'll talk about some other stuff that's coming up with the show and everything for this year. I'm excited. I'm glad to be back. Thank you for tuning in. This is
the Family Box.
And yes, and we have that coming up as well. So this is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fast Lane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847.
All right, we are back. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishing Game, coming to you live tonight from the 357 Woodwork Studios. As I mentioned earlier, Barbasol back with us for the sixth year to sponsor our awesome phone line, the Barbasol Shea phone line. It is open. If you are listening and you want to call in and weigh in on the 2022 dirt racing season, anything that we've talked about so far, you can do that. The phone number to call in is 657-383-1903 is the number to call. You can save that in your phone, actually, as Fast Lane Sports Show, and then that way it's saved whenever you want to call in. You just hit it right now, and you can call in. So, Christina, back to dirt racing with the late models. Is there any other...
Oh, I have one question for you.
Okay.
Can you still not get into the Lucas Oil late model website? Have you tried?
I haven't tried.
It's weird and your Apple computer doesn't like to get you on there. But while Pete tries, speaking of the Lucas Oil late model series, Ricky Thornton Jr. Whoa, it works. Good.
Yes.
So now you can see. Now you can see our boy Ricky Thornton Jr. He won Rookie of the Year. And their season also is set to take place January 26th.
Nice.
Who's excited? Which... this is called the Super Bowl of Racing event.
So is it just my computer? They changed their website.
No, the website's different. So they revamped it.
Okay.
But you wouldn't remember what it looked like anyway, because your computer didn't leave you in for a whole year and a half. I swear, your computer thought that the website was going to give you coronavirus.
It did, but before that, it was like a dark, real dark black background,
yes,
and website,
yes,
real dark. It was real
definitely
dark.
It's definitely brightened up now.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Which
it looks
is
nice.
Super cool. We have the Super Bowl of Racing from January 26th to January 29th, and then guess where they come?
Let me guess. Down in Florida.
You know it. But they're actually going to be in Okalaka, Florida, which is near, it's on Gainesville Road. So that's a little more north. You know, Gainesville's known for a few things in Florida.
Alligators?
I don't really know what. Yeah, that's all I know. Alligators. And a really shitty college football team. So,
oh, Oh, the phone number to call is 657-383-1903. You can also email complaints to slicksandsticksradio@gmail.com.
Please do. I would love to see it. I really would.
Oh,
I haven't
shoot.
Gotten one in so long since I said Dale Jr. was overrated the last time. I mean, I haven't heard anything since then. But, I mean, no, it's going to be an exciting year of dirt racing, whether it's late models, sprint cars. I'm excited. And, oh, you know how you mentioned the Chili Bowl earlier? It is coming up. It's in 2 days.
I knew it. Monday. Or Sunday, whatever.
A whole week-long event. It starts on Monday, sir. You were right the first time. Don't second guess yourself.
Starts on Monday. We might have a little fun with that. Maybe we'll do a little.
Oh boy, ABC soup.
Maybe we'll do a little. If you can guess who can win the Chili Bowl this year.
Will Kyle Larson join Christopher Bell in repeating and doing it back to back to back? That's my biggest question. So if you want, Pete, throw that out on Twitter and Facebook from the show page, and I want to hear the fans' response, whether they think he can three-peat like Bell or not. And you know what's cool? Kyle Busch in a sprint car.
Yeah.
Just saying, it happened. It was cool. The Tulsa shootout was fun to watch. And little Braxton Busch, he's good in a race car. Just saying.
Yeah. We've had several people win three in a row. And I know you probably know, so don't say it because it could be a contest question.
Oh, boy.
But there's only been one person to win four in a row. So, you know, as long as Kyle Larson keeps showing up, he might be able to dethrone that person from four in a row.
You know,
I don't know.
You know, he won a cup championship, and everybody hates him now.
I know. That's sad, isn't it? That's sad.
People have no life. They're losers.
Yeah. So Monday, January 10th, kicks off the Chili Bowl, and it will run through the 15th, which I believe is Saturday, right? Is it Saturday?
Yes.
I don't
it's
have,
a week-long event.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
The building opens at 6 a.m. Monday morning.
6 a.m. So you've got 2 days, 19 hours, 49 minutes, and 26 seconds to get there before the gates open. It's in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa?
It is cold, and it probably snowed there already.
But it's indoors. So it can snow all at once. You'll be inside.
It's cold.
Breathing in all of those beautiful toxic fumes from the race car.
They still should make that a candle. Just saying. It would sell.
You and your candles. It would sell, though, probably.
But I'm excited. Who's ready for alphabet soup? Saturday. Saturday at 9:30 a.m. We are going to have the start of Alphabet Soup.
I don't know if he's still listening or not, but Dave Andrews is still on Twitter listening to our spaces. So I might have put him to sleep and he just didn't log out. But if he is still listening, huge shout out to Dave for
I apologize
that
he can't hear me.
Yeah, we'll get it fixed, Dave. Don't worry. You'll be able to hear Christina. They're coming up soon. Big shout out to him. If you're listening, let us know. Either Facebook message us or post on Facebook on one of our posts or Twitter, tweet us, anything. Let us know you're listening. We'll give you a shout out on the air because we appreciate all the fans who do tune in. And
if not, you could land in the penalty box.
Yeah, the penalty box, which is still coming up. We still have the penalty box to do tonight. We need a sponsor for that. So if there's a company out there that wants to sponsor a penalty box.
Yeah,
That would be awesome.
It needs renovated.
Again.
It needs renovated.
Oh, it does.
Because somebody really messed up.
Yeah.
Somebody really messed up.
Before we completely get away from the late models, the Lucas Oil late models, congrats to Tim McCready. We'll give him a shout out for winning it, the 2021 season over there at the Lucas Oil late model dirt series. So congrats to you, Mr. Tim McCready, for winning that championship. Brad Sweet for winning the World of Outlaw NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car Championship. Brandon Shepard for winning the NOS Energy or for the Morton Building World of Outlaw late model series. So those are the three big champions of the three big series that we talk about on a weekly basis here on the show. So congrats to those guys.
I'm sponsoring the All-Stars this weekend, this year.
I think it's still Flo.
Okay.
I think. I didn't hear anything about a sponsor change. Oh, now it won't let me on allstar.com. Hold on. I got it.
It's still Flo Racing.
Yeah, it's still Flo Racing All-Star Circuit of Champions presented by Mobile One.
Oh, man. No, I liked Ollie's.
Impossible.
I liked Ollie's. When it was Ollie's, it was way bigger to pronounce.
When I first went with you to Wayne County Speedway, it was still Arctic Cat All-Star Circuit of Champions.
Yes, because remember, if you remember correctly, I believe we all got hats and stuff that year. Yeah.
Yeah, we got hats because I had one of them autographed. We used it for a giveaway. I still have the other one. It's right there. It's in my in the studio here. Can you see it? And it got cold.
And yes. Yes, I can see it.
It's the whole way down here.
Yes. And the craziest thing is, folks, I was in four states in one day.
Yes. Craziness. And drove back. I couldn't believe you guys drove back. I'm like, let's just stay the night. But you guys drove all the way back. Crazy. Crazy kids.
The things I do for racing is to surprise somebody. Just saying.
Yep.
Who finally listened to somebody and went to his first racetrack. It only took 10 years.
You know what I'm looking for? I'm not changing the subject or anything. You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to getting back to the racetrack this year. We didn't get to go to many last year. You and Volusia. I can't go
there.
You
should just come.
I should.
Get on a plane and do a weekend. Yes, you can. What is stopping you?
To Volusia on February 9th. And check out the All-Stars.
February 9th?
Yeah, they'll be at Volusia February 8th and 9th. Is it?
Yeah, that's Tuesday and Wednesday.
I'll come down on the 8th. Where's
East
Bay? How close are you to East Bay?
East Bay's in Tampa Bay.
Oh, so it's still Florida?
Yeah, it's actually Tampa Bay is about a 5-hour drive for me? Five and a half? No,
nothing.
That's actually closer. That's closer to Volusia.
Speaking of the All-Stars, let's just go ahead and talk about the All-Stars since you brought them up.
You might as well.
I change subjects all the time here. Yeah, you do.
Yes.
Tyler Courtney was the rookie of the year in the All-Star Circuit Champions. Basically,
he was the rookie of the year.
He was the rookie of the year, and he won the championship.
And his first ever title hunt. That's the crazy thing. Tyler Courtney just went ahead and did everything all in 1 year.
Tyler Courtney is the next Brad Sweet.
I was going to say he's the next Kyle Larson.
No. Nobody will ever be Kyle Larson.
You don't know that Tyler Courtney could be, because he has done everything he can in open wheel racing. He runs Windlass and wins many things there. I'm a proponent of this sunshine to NASCAR. No, I don't think he ever wants to drive NASCAR. But
wow, that's a huge
step. He did phenomenal.
Listen,
yeah,
to
I don't know if he wants to. I don't think I've ever heard him talk about it like that, like him wanting to do that. I can't say. I'm putting words in his mouth there with that, but no, he's done a lot of great things. He's a badass race car driver. I mean, he could surpass Brad Sweet at some point. He's also younger than Brad Sweet, so he is the means and opportunity.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
We will see.
You guys just hate that I was right.
What? You're always
right.
Said
he went
You're always right. You're a woman. You're always
no,
right.
No, I admit when I'm wrong. No. I admit to you guys when I'm wrong. Let's be honest. I tell you every week we talk about football, I'm going to be wrong.
Almost
99% of the time, I am wrong.
So that's the only time.
Especially
you're
with
wrong
NASCAR picks,
is,
too.
That's the only
no,
time
no,
you're
my
wrong
NASCAR picks
football.
Yeah, because I know jack squat about that.
Oh, my goodness. We haven't talked about schedules. Where did the schedule go? There it is right there.
Are they starting? Oh, they're starting down here, too. I lied. Oh, no, they're
I'm
not.
Looking.
They're starting in Georgia. What?
Who?
They're going to be in Georgia, actually, first.
Yeah.
The All-Stars.
Sonoya. They'll be there for 2 days.
How I've
then
never
Volusia
seen
for
that
couple
speedway.
Days, then East Bay for a couple days. Oh, then they come to Ohio April 8th. You know,
you better go.
You know what? Which date I have circled? I have
all of
circled.
Them.
Well, I wish. Where did they go? Where did
I have
they
a
go?
Date that's really cool. I have a date. Whenever you're done trying to figure out when
there
you
it
where did it go?
Saturday, May 28th.
Oh,
the
I thought
about...
you were going to... That's not the day I thought you were going to talk about. The Weichert Memorial?
No, for the World of Outlaws, there'll be an Atomic Speedway.
Oh. I was on the All-Star website.
No.
I was like, what do you mean the Weichert Memorial? You should be.
Oh.
You should have that one circled.
Port Royal. Oh,
you
I'd
go?
Rather go to Atomic. When's the last time World of Outlaws have been
for a two-day
to
show.
Atomic, though? To see the World of
last
Outlaws
year?
At Atomic Speedway.
Yeah, I don't know. No, it's good for them, though. You know, I like it. It's interesting. Speaking of a cool tidbit for the All-Stars, I don't know if you noticed this. There's a new racetrack on that schedule.
For the All-Stars?
Yes, there is. It is actually April 21st.
April 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Bloomsburg Fairgrounds.
Yeah, baby. Where they have the Bloomsburg Fair, they finally opened the racetrack back up. It ran a few races this year. Just local stuff, local guys. But finally, it's back. This is awesome. I'm not going to lie to you. This is so cool. I wanted for so long to see a race ran at this racetrack. Has not been ran in a very long time. And they finally got the funding. They got it revamped it a little bit and everything else. So the big boys are finally going to come to it. I may go home for that.
Really?
Yeah. That's how exciting it is.
So we're going to do a show from Bloomberg Fairgrounds that weekend?
Don't quote me on that yet. I have to make sure. You know where I work, right?
Yeah.
I work for Toyota.
Yeah. They should sponsor that
I
show.
Know. They should sponsor a lot of things. Just
what?
Saying.
Oh, come on. Stop it. How long do you think? Okay. April 21st. April 21st. Oh, it's a Thursday.
Oh, shit. Never mind. I ain't getting off that weekend. That week. Damn it.
It's a Thursday. It's the kickoff Pennsylvania race, though. That's awesome for the All-Stars. They kick off the race in Pennsylvania that day.
And if you go to, like, racing.bloomsburgfair.com, which is the coolest thing, it will, if you want and you go to, like, track history, it will show you some of the oldest racing pictures I have seen, minus what I've seen at McBarney's in downtown Port Royal, which is right in front of the racetrack. Because they have all the pictures, all old pictures. Well, they did. I don't know if it's changed. I'd have to ask some friends from home. But the coolest thing is seeing some of these really old pictures of these cars. They're so old, Pete. Pete, one of these pictures is the fabulous Hudson Hornet.
Oh, yeah? From the movie?
No, from the actual Hudson Hornet.
Oh.
Silly. But yeah, so it's cool. I'm glad you're silly. But I'm glad though that they got this racetrack on the schedule. It's cool. And yeah, it kicks off their long tour in Pennsylvania, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 races before they go back to Ohio.
The All-Stars will be in PA before the Outlaws. The Outlaws won't be there until the Gettysburg Clash, which is Wednesday, May 11th at Lincoln Speedway. So the All-Stars will be doing their PA tour first.
And
are you going to go
on June 13th?
To an All-Star race?
Yes.
June 13th. Oh, Wayne County. I hope so. I didn't get to go last year. We took 2 vacations. That doesn't help. So that's like 4 weekends that I wasn't here right in the middle of summer. So I didn't even get to go to Wayne County Speedway. We only went to
Jennerstown.
You're not
going to be able to go.
Once.
Unless you take off work.
Well,
Monday.
Yeah, that might be okay because my schedule might be changing at work anyway.
What?
So, yeah. I might be working Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights, so I'll have Sunday, Monday,
Ew.
Tuesdays off. So we
Ew.
Might.
How
we
are
might
we
have
gonna
to
do the radio show?
We might have to switch it up. We might have to do it on Sunday nights.
Whatever we need to do, whatever you need, we can do.
Or we'll have to
do it
on Sunday,
live,
Monday, and
live
Tuesday
live radio.
Night.
Live radio show during the NASCAR race. I used to do Monday nights all the time. You know that.
I know. We'll have to figure something out. I was going to talk about it later.
We'll be fine.
Since you brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. I just told you that it was a Monday night race.
I know. I brought it up. I don't know. I'd like to go to it. I'd like to get
you
to Wayne County. I want to try.
You should do all of Ohio Speed Week. Why don't you just take a week of vacation?
Oh, I already took a week off. I took June 4th through the 10th off, I believe. It was the only week in the summer I could get this year. That's right before Speed Weeks.
Yes. You did not plan very well.
Well, I can only do so much with seniority. But,
you're like the
hey.
Oldest person there. You should be able to do whatever you want. I'm just messing with you.
The All-Stars will be at Atomic Speedway, though, June 4th. I'll definitely be off that day.
There you go.
I might go to that race.
You should go to every race you can go to in that span of a week. Sorry, Katie,
I would love to. We need a travel sponsor. So that we can go to more races. So
wait, oh, never mind. I was going to say, if you want to go see Outlaw Racing the week you're off, but you'd have to do a lot of traveling.
Where are they going to be at that week?
The Dakotas.
Oh, God almighty. And Iowa. I could go to Knoxville.
You
I'm
could.
Off that day, June 10th.
So, that's yeah. Yeah. You could.
No. I could.
You would never come back the same.
I would probably never come back.
Yeah.
It's already 9:30. See, look, the first show is flying by, Christina. Let's take a quick
break.
Let's get another sponsor in, and then when we come back, we will break down some more stuff. We will talk about we'll do the penalty box, and we'll talk about what we're going to talk about next week. So keep it tuned right here, Fast Lane Sports Show presented by Hardcore Fishy Game. We'll be right back.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moments. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man. Let's get to it.
All right, welcome back to the first episode of season 4 on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network, season 10 of the Fast Lane Sports Show as a show. This is episode 1 of 2022. We have a long year ahead of us. Christina, it seems like we were just on the air, but we haven't been on the airwaves since November, since before Thanksgiving. I hope that you and Jim had good holidays and healthy holidays, and hope you guys enjoyed your Thanksgivings and Christmases and your New Year's. And welcome back to the show for the sixth year.
Well, thanks for having me back. I mean, you know, I think I throw you off track. I throw a monkey wrench into the show every week, I think. But no. I'm glad to be back. I hope you guys had a great holiday too and time off and enjoyed what you could of it. We kind of do things a little differently since we moved to Florida. I don't know why, but we do. It's a lot different how we celebrate. And, you know, we spend Christmas Day at a local Mexican restaurant actually every year now. It's fun.
Nice. I'm glad you guys had good holidays. I'm glad everybody's healthy. We had good holidays as well. We had some illnesses around Thanksgiving and Christmas, but everybody's okay. We're all doing good. We made it through the new year, and here we are into January now, so we're doing good. But I am so glad to be back on the air, back on Friday nights. We'll be on Friday nights from now until my schedule changes, which, as I alluded to a little bit ago, we are going to 12s at work. So I will most likely be working Wednesday, Thursday, Fridays from 5 p to 5 a, and then every other Saturday. So I'll be off every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I kind of picked that shift because if there was a race that I wanted to go to on a Saturday night, I know that I'm off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for sure. I'll just have to plan it on a Saturday that I'm off as well. So we'll probably have to change up the show a little bit, either be Sunday night or Monday night. We'll figure it out. We'll see what we can do. But, yeah, so just pay attention to our social media. We'll keep everybody updated on what we're going to do. Also, Christina, on our social media, I know you saw this, on Twitter and Facebook, we're doing a big, huge, our first of the year, huge Barbasol giveaway. We have two big prize packs, one for Twitter and one for Facebook. So if you follow our social media, you would have seen that. There's some stuff you got to do, but those will be up until we get the proper criteria met, and then we'll pick somebody to win that stuff. So that's awesome. I am so happy that Barbasol decided to come back again this year, Christina.
Yeah, I mean, they're the longest running sponsor of a whole lot of everything. So it's great. And no, folks, I'm not eligible for the prize pack. I pad the numbers. That's what I do. So some of y'all can win stuff. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So you're welcome.
Thank you very much. If you follow us on Twitter, make sure you go find our tweet. It is pinned on our profile. Go find that tweet. Share it with all your friends. Get everybody in on it. Also, head over to the Facebook account. You can only win one of them, but you might as well enter both of them because that makes your chances of winning even better. So then go to our Facebook page and find our post on Facebook. Share it, like it, comment, tell all your friends about it, get everybody involved. Let's blow up this prize giveaway, and we'll have a lot more coming up this year. Also, Christina, this is starting tomorrow is the last weekend. This is week 18 of the NFL season. They made it 1 week longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the final week of the regular season. There are not many games this weekend that mean anything, but there are a couple games that mean everything. And one of them is going to be the Jaguars are playing the Colts. And then
the Jaguars actually pull a miracle.
I believe it's is it Sunday night? The Raiders the Chargers play?
I have it up. Yes, it is. Raiders and Chargers were to the 8:20 game, but also what was also flexed, which does have kind of, I think it only does for the Patriots now, but the Dolphins-Patriots game, which was set to be at 1 o'clock on Sunday, has now been flexed to the 4:25 slot on Sunday. So folks that are going to the game, mind you, it's in Miami. It's here. It's not till 4:25. So, I mean, I guess if you show up early, just tailgate with everybody else that's already going to be there because they throw a big tailgate every home game for the Dolphins. It's crazy. They tailgate pretty hard, which I guess it's a good thing because sometimes the team doesn't play the greatest. But so that game was flexed to 4:25. Now, if you live locally where I'm at, in the southern region, that is the game you'll see on CBS. CBS.
So also here's what's going on. So if the Colts, how does this go? If the Colts win, the winner winner of the Chargers Raiders game makes it. The loser stays home, makes it to the playoffs. If the Jaguars win, Christina, if the Jaguars win and the Chargers and the Raiders tie, they both make it.
That's ridiculous.
I think that's how it goes.
But yeah.
So if the Jaguars win the game, we could see the Chargers and Raiders potentially tie the game so that they both make it to the playoffs.
God, I hope they don't do that. And if that happens, the league should take action and flip a coin and make somebody win. I don't know. Something needs to happen. But
yeah.
You know, it's really, and mind you, folks, the NFL week 18 starts tomorrow.
Yes, it does.
Not Sunday, tomorrow. Because
there's
at 4:30, yes. So 4:30 tomorrow on ESPN, mark it down if you're a Chiefs fan or a Broncos fan, 4:30 tomorrow, those two teams are set to square off, which I guess Kansas City is going to win. But but we'll see if the starters play. And then also on Saturday night at 8:15 p.m. on ESPN, we're going to see the Cowboys versus the Eagles, and the Cowboys are on a shit show of a losing effort after last week. And they lost to Arizona, who was playing terrible for 5 weeks straight. So that'll start the week.
Yeah, and actually, Philadelphia clinched the playoffs as well. So the only impact this game has, I believe, is seeding.
It's a standing
seeding
for the Cowboys. Because the Cowboys, with them losing last week, they dropped somewhere. I forget how it happened, but they dropped. Yeah. Yeah, so they went from, like, being up higher to being fourth now. So the Rams and the Buccaneers all went ahead of them in that top NFC standing. So they're at the bottom now, and if they – I don't know. Granted, they won their division. I don't know how they can go any lower.
Well, because –
they can't, can they?
The first round – of the playoffs.
Oh, that's right. Only the one team gets the bye.
The number one seed gets a bye, So.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot. They switched everything on us. Just so you know, we went from 17 weeks to 18 weeks, folks, which changes everything.
And the Cardinals are at home against Seattle. So Dallas is going to be looking to go into Philly and get a win because
they're
Arizona
have to.
Yeah. Arizona could possibly win that game. So,
I hope so.
I hope Philly wins.
I
can't believe that Philly actually pulled it out this year and made the playoffs. I thought they were going to suck and not even make it, but they made it. The Bengals made it. How awesome would it be for Cincinnati and Philadelphia to play in the Super Bowl? I wouldn't know who to cheer for. I would hope that game goes to a tie. Can they both win?
No, but not to burst your bubble. I doubt either team is going to be in the Super Bowl.
Well, you don't know anything about football, so. speaking of the Bengals, the Bengals are in an absolutely doesn't even matter game Sunday at 1:00 in Cleveland. I surely hope that the Bengals are smart enough to not play.
They better rest.
They better
Jamar rest
Chase,
the ball.
Joe Mixon, Burrow better not be playing. These guys better not be playing Sunday at all because it's in Cleveland.
No.
It's going to be cold. It doesn't mean anything.
And
got
who's
the
that
playoffs.
Really big guy that likes to hit everyone?
Yeah, they don't need to be taking a chance.
That one guy is really big.
Which
and
one?
Scary.
Jadavian Clowney. You got
Jadavian
Clowney and the other one. So
what's the other one's name? I don't know the other one's name.
Hopefully the Bengals will just sit their guys and just let them rest for the game.
Right. You know what's crazy? So this is what I don't understand.
Landry?
Landry
and Clowney.
Yes. Yeah, that's the guy, Landry.
And Myles Garrett.
So,
Myles Garrett.
Yeah,
he's the other
one. Oh, yeah, he's the scary guy, too. That's just a scary group right there. But so looking at these, the way the playoffs are going to set, how crazy is this that Tennessee is number one?
I know.
In the AFC.
And
if you would have told me at the beginning of the year that this little fruitcake of a quarterback who did jack squat in Miami is number one in his I can't. People leave Miami and then they play good. Granted, I digress because I know it's a coaching issue just as much as a player issue. And they're going to have a first-round bye as long as, they don't lose on Sunday.
Right. But who does Kansas City is at Broncos Saturday.
Yeah, and wild card weekend, Kansas City would actually have to play. And
yeah.
They're not used to playing the first weekend of the playoffs. They've usually had the bye, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, usually.
So. Yeah, see? 18 weeks has everything thrown off.
It is.
Speaking of the NFL playoffs,
If you follow us on Facebook, we have a NFL playoff pick'em challenge going this year. We've only got a few people in so far, but you have a chance of winning a really cool prize for that.
I just
want to
beat Jeremy.
Jeremy is in it. Jeremy will be in it. So I have the rules. I will post those. Probably tomorrow afternoon sometime for that again. But follow along
because I'm going to make some really rando picks because the way Pete does these things, I don't know over-unders or anything like that. I'm just going with something. I'm randomly throwing some shit out there. That's what I'm doing.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have fun with it, you know, because we don't allow party poopers and jackasses to join our leagues anymore. We've learned our lesson. So
did you?
It's gonna be
did
fun.
You learn?
I did. We've already got a great list of guys so far signed up as well for the NASCAR League. I know I'm talking about the NASCAR League, and it's coming up though, guys. It's only a month away. We will have the Clash in LA. At the Coliseum.
I'm excited for that. Are you excited for that, though? Because I'm actually kind of excited for it.
I kind of want to see how this is going to work.
I saw pictures of how they're doing this, and I'm intrigued. I need to know. I wish I could go, but I'm not rich.
I hope they don't do this every year because it's in a part of the country, though, that is not NASCAR.
It rains.
Well, it's just not NASCAR. When you think NASCAR, you don't think L.A. And I'm sure there's NASCAR fans there. But
I don't think USC either. So
I just don't think NASCAR and Los Angeles. It just doesn't jive. I mean, bring racing back to the East Coast.
Hey, we could actually afford to go to this. The Clash.
How?
We could go. It's literally tickets are what? How is that even possible? Huh. You can get a ticket for $65 for that.
Oh, yeah?
Wow.
And how much is a flight?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, you have to show, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yep,
we have,
never mind.
If you follow us on social
TV.
Media, you will also see that we will have our Fastlane Sports Show NASCAR Pick'em Challenge League again this year, and we've got a great sign-up already for that as well, Christina. We are down to –
Are the same guys coming back?
Some of them have already signed up, so we've got seven people signed up already.
That's it?
Including me. For now, we've got some that I haven't heard from yet, but I know they'll be in it. And also...
Go twist their arms for this?
Yes, most definitely. Also, for this year, I'd like everybody to kind of pick a team name instead of just doing everybody's first names, you know? So...
Okay, this could be interesting. But make sure to remember, folks, Pete makes us keep it PG-13.
Yes. I don't want, like, Christina's nose pickers or something like that. We don't need anything like that.
I would never pick a name like that.
I'm just teasing.
What's wrong with you?
So, yeah, we've got the NFL Pick'em Contest. We've got NASCAR Pick'em Contest.
Is Scott actually going to join the league?
Scott? Hi.
Yeah. He liked the post. Yeah.
He might.
He better.
I would be okay with that.
I'm not friends with him, so somebody's got to tell him that.
I will let him know. Are you ready to do your penalty box pick? The first penalty box pick of season six?
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a repetitive one, but yeah. I've been waiting for this for the last, since it happened.
Are you ready for the sounder?
I'm ready.
Here we go. All right, for those new listeners and those who have forgotten, that sound is the sound of our penalty box episode segment. It is that time of the show that Christina just loves. It's the time where she gets to pick this week's sports knucklehead and throw them into our penalty box for the week. Christina, who is this week's the first penalty box recipient of the year?
Well, he has punched his ticket to come back.
Boy.
He's no longer out on parole. I don't know what happened. But Antonio Brown is coming back to the penalty box. So this week's penalty box has been sponsored by Bruce Arians and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I did not watch this game. Yes, I live in the area. It does not mean I watch every football game in the area. I wasn't actually home when this happened, but my phone started to blow up. Yes, if you don't know already, Antonio Brown lives, I don't know, maybe 5 miles away from where I live. He just lives in the other – I can say this without it. It shouldn't be racist to anyone, but we have a very large Jewish community in Hollywood, Florida, and there's a section of town where a lot of them live because that's where the church is. Mind you, he lives there in that section. Yes, his big old mansion is in there too. I don't know how he hasn't gotten kicked out of there yet. I really don't. Maybe it's because I don't know if Jewish people watch football. I don't know. Each to its own. They do a lot of fun things. They're wonderful people. But yeah. Mhm. Yes, I know. He lives very close to me. My phone blew up all day Sunday. And I was like, "What the hell is going on?" And then somebody sends me a video of this moron.
He's a clown.
Literally. Yeah. Literally, a literal, that's probably what his next job will be. Doing whatever he did. And what I heard was they pulled him out of the game because it looked like he tweaked his ankle. I mean, hello, they're trying to preserve you for playoffs, maybe a Super Bowl, but I don't know if something snapped in him. He needs help. So if anyone wants to help donate to Antonio Brown getting professional help, please do. Somebody reach out to him because he does need it. But he is no longer – they have released him. He is no longer a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. They, you know, apparently the team tried multiple times throughout the week to get an evaluation from an orthopedic specialist. So, which means there is something wrong in his leg, hence why they pulled him out of the game. But he did not comply. He doesn't this that. So yeah, he has been since released. So yeah, he can sit in a penalty box. I don't understand it. I just don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it.
He needs help. Hopefully, he gets.
Yeah,
it.
A lot of it. a lot of it. But yeah, that's my and I need to. I didn't get to ask Craig, but why does he want to throw? What's his
Baker
name?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I like his commercials. Why am I throwing him in the penalty box?
Because he was a bum this year for the Browns.
Jeremy's going to kill you.
I don't care. I'm not a Browns fan. I know
that.
The whole Browns.
You've all of a sudden been a Bengals fan. My entire life of knowing you, you've been an Eagles fan.
I have been an Eagles and a Bengals fan. I grew up a Bengals fan, actually.
I've never heard you talk about the Bengals.
Because they've never been worth talking about. They suck. Except for this year.
Yo,
finally.
I need
Mike
to
Brown
tell you
has finally brought the team back.
Yeah, the highlight of the weekend, last weekend in sports for me, it does come from the Bengals. I just love seeing Joe Burrow literally smoking a cigar. I mean, he did it after they won, a national title with LSU. And I love the coach telling him, you know, go easy on the style, man. This is the best. Literally, Joe Burrow he's a big pimpin', man. I don't know what else to say. And I'm not a fan of the Bengals. I don't have a favorite team, just so everyone knows. I don't have a favorite football team.
It's okay. You can cheer for
Florida.
The Eagles. You're fine to cheer for the Eagles.
No, I only cheer for one Pennsylvania team. And it's hockey. and it's not from the nasty Pittsburgh city that stinks like garbage.
Ooh. 657-383-1903 is the number to call. Slicks and Sticks Radio at gmail.com. We have our show is coming to an end, Christina. We only have like 5 minutes
Pete,
left.
I do have one more thing to ask you. This is not related to any of the sports we ever talk about. If Jeremy is listening, he will actually appreciate this. Did you see the video he sent? What?
I didn't
the one
look.
He sent
I was
in
at
group?
Work. I was at work. I didn't have a chance to look at it.
Pete, you had 3 days later to look at it.
I don't like seeing people get hurt.
But the craziest thing is he didn't break a bone.
I thought he did.
He didn't break any bones. No, it looks – yes. So if you watch the video, it clearly looks like it, okay? I watched it probably like more than is healthy to watch a video like that because I was just like so intrigued and I'm like, how did this happen? Because I went to bed, folks. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't stay up usually all the time. You know, for that. But he put out on social media then, Ray Phoenix, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Ray Phoenix for AEW Wrestling, they were in a tag match. He went through a table and it was like, lots of things happened to that arm. So we thought. He sent a tweet out saying nothing was broken. He appreciated everyone. You know, he will be fine. He will return. I don't understand that.
You know why?
I'm so crazy. He has rubber arms.
I know why.
It's not fake. That was not fake.
You knew what I was going to say, didn't you?
I know what you were going to say. But him, literally, that table, granted, I know that if those tables are chintzy and cheap tables. Yes, folks, I understand all that. But he went through a table with a guy that's like 7 foot tall. They call him a dinosaur. He's huge. He's built like a dinosaur. He went through that table with that guy on top of him.
Yeah.
And his arm went, you know, did all kinds of weird things.
I will
but
watch the video
after
the show.
Please do, because I need you to see it, because I'm, like, baffled how he didn't break something.
I will
And I wish
I
could
watch.
Find the post now where he said he didn't break anything.
I will
yes,
watch
folks,
the video.
I watch wrestling for an entertainment purpose, but I do watch
and
it.
And I hear about wrestling all week while I'm at work in the group chat between these two. That's all they talk about is wrestling every single day.
No, it's not. We talk football occasionally.
95.8%.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
95% of the time it's wrestling, though. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing
when,
you. I'm giving you a hard time.
Yeah, no, but it's true, though. When NASCAR is gone, I get sidetracked by wrestling because it's one of the only things on TV that is an entertainment thing for me.
Yeah.
But it's
well,
fun.
Christina, we will, we have some NASCAR stuff to talk about next week. We will do that. We'll talk about the schedule.
Are we going
to
talk about Matty D?
We'll talk about Matty D. We'll talk about Ryan Preece. We'll talk about...
Can we talk about Noah Gregson?
We'll
and
talk
how
about
I was right?
Noah. We'll talk about Noah for the first hour and 40 minutes if you want to. We will talk about NASCAR next week. Don't forget, you still have a week to get signed
and
up
football.
for the NFL Pick'em Challenge League. You still have about a month and a half to get signed up for the NASCAR League. Do that. You also have to go to Facebook and Twitter and get those prize pack tweets and posts out there. Let's get them blown up so I can give out some great Barbasol merchandise. Christina, it's been a great first show of the year. Thank you for joining me again tonight. I can't wait to come back next week and do it all over again.
I'm excited. Thanks for having me. I believe next week is the national championship game, which we didn't talk about college football playoffs, but
we did.
I don't want to because I'm still pretty pissed off about how that all happened and went down. But
it's Monday.
I love Utah. Those kids put their heart on their sleeve and carried out their two fallen teammates' wishes. So Utah is still a champion, in my opinion, and I still hate Ohio State. But, yes, thank you for having me. One last dig at something I don't like. So, no, perfect. Awesome. Thank you, Pete. It was fun. I look forward to next week.
Yes, ma'am. We'll see you then. Thank you to everybody else who has our first one of the year. Thanks for tuning in. We will be back next week. Same time, same place. Christina and I both will be here, and we'll get you all caught up on NASCAR next week. So until then, have a great rest of your week. We'll talk to everybody next Friday at 8 p.m. Until then, for Christina, I'm your host, Pete. See ya!